So basically, as you can see there, it was listed for 94.5. As you can see, the days on the market here, if you can see my cursor, was 174 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it was on the market a long time. And what took place with this house is that it would get a showing, it would go pending, and then they would find out the house is not insurable, and it would go back on the market. So HUD was ready to dump this house. As you can see in the bottom right-hand corner, the list date on this house was 1/21/2011. All right, it was a very, very long, long time. The sold price, the bottom left-hand corner, is I got this house for $45,000. And
well done.
Yeah, thanks. And actually, HUD paid $300 of closing costs for me. Again, the arrow in the middle of the bottom of the screen, the days on the market was 174. I contracted that deal on 7/6/2011 and actually closed on it 9/19/2011 because I was working on so many deals. I couldn't close that deal fast. I think HUD had some title issues with that deal as well, I believe so. Moving right along, let's see.
Did you sell it to a retail buyer? If I'm jumping the gun.
Yes, you are jumping the gun, but I did sell it to a retail buyer. You're fine, man.
No, I'll ask the questions, but if I jump the gun, tell me you're jumping the gun, I'll get to it.
Okay.
I don't want to forget the question, though, if I think of it.
All right, now I'm going to break this deal down. You got to see the deal through my gazelles. Now, in case you don't know what gazelles are, they were these big asses that people wore around 1985. This is one of my favorite groups here, Run DMC. And as you can see, DMC in the middle, if somebody's trying to chat with me, is wearing gazelles. And he's kind of saying, you know, what's up? So let's dive right on into this. All right. Okay. All right. Here's actually a picture from my multiple listing service that my agent got for me. And it shows all the comps. So what I actually did is he actually preset the comps to make sure that the houses that are pulled up are plus or minus 15% of the subject house. He also made sure that they're all within 0.5 miles of the subject house. All right. Now, as you can see here, the top one was a house that I bought for $45,000 on 9/19. Okay? All right. You see several comps here and several pending comps. You see on 3/31/2011, a little bit outside of what we want, but you'll see why I picked this one. This house here on Princeton Woods Drive, which is 0.2 miles away, 1660 square feet was sold for $50,000, right? Now, we'll see that this house was actually sold for cash. Wholesale comp number two, 1860 East Princeton Woods Drive, 1788 square feet, four-bedroom, two-bath, was sold for $57,000. That was a home I put in a bid on, but I got outbid by somebody else, and it's another investor, actually. So I'm kind of spoiling it actually here, but we'll actually come back to the slide. We've got another one approximately 0.5 miles away, retail comp number one, 1733 Dunham Drive, 1822 square feet, four bedroom, two bath house that sold for $98,000 on 5/6. Uh-huh. We've got two pending comps here, 6401 North Princeton Woods Drive. And this one, I believe, was owned by a friend of mine.
That's who it's pending, who's buying it?
No, that's who he's actually selling it as a flip. He actually bought it at foreclosure auction. And he's selling the flip. Yeah, so that's the one that we'll talk about where I found out what the pending price was prior to it actually closing. So actually, that one was actually pending. No, I'm sorry. That one actually sold, but it wasn't in the system by the time I bought my house. Excuse me. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let me backtrack. it was in the system, but it wasn't the system that's being sold. Okay, let me just leave that there. 1860 East Princeton was Drive, you see, is actually pending for 1038. And hold on, that's the same one we've seen for wholesale comp number two that actually sold at 57,000. It is now in pending stage, by the time that I'm finishing up mine. And it ended up selling for 1038. 6215 Dunham Court, pending, sold for 109 on 923. 1808 Witherspoon Circle, retail comp number two, sold for 114.6. That one also is a retail comp from a person that's that bought at foreclosure auction as well. So I've got two properties here, people that bought at foreclosure auction that they're actually retailing now, and we've got two wholesale comps, one of which that we see that was sold for 103.8, and the other one that we see was bought for $50,000. So any questions, JP, on that?
None right now. None yet.
All right. Okay, cool. All right, wholesale comps. Let's just kind of delve into these a little bit, okay?
All right.
Basically, why I call them wholesale comps, because it shows me, based on how they bought this house, how I should be buying my houses too, all right? It just kind of gives me a little bit of, you know, perspective as to what I should be trying to actually do, all right? Now, it doesn't actually mean that I buy my houses like somebody else, but all it does is it, you know, provides perspective. All right.
So wait, I do have one quick question. These wholesale comps, are these comps coming from? I assume that there must be a realtor involved in the transaction because they came up in the MLS, which means they were entered into the MLS, the wholesale transaction itself.
Well, actually, this is actually not like a wholesale transaction. The reason why I call them these comps is that these houses are bought cash and they're bought cheaply, and that's why I call them the wholesale comps. So they're not necessarily wholesale comps. They're just regular comps for foreclosures and houses being sold cheap, but that's just kind of what I call them, you know.
Understand. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so we look at here, 1860 Princeton Woods Drive East. As you can see in the top right-hand corner, 1,788 square feet, four-bedroom, two-bath, as you can see beneath there. Days on market, 154. This was actually a HUD deal that I got outbid on. And you see the bottom left-hand corner, it sold for $57,000. Days on market, 154. And as you can see, too, sold terms is sold for cash, all right? So that's very important. Most times, 99.9% of the time, you're not going to see a property being sold for cash unless it's an investor, all right? Now, you know, of course, nowadays you do have properties being sold for cash because mommy and the daddy is giving, their children funds to buy houses because, you know, the market is down right now, so to speak. But most times we see this, it's more than likely, you know, an investor. And that investor closed in approximately 30 days, as you can see. This property was listed on 12/21/2010, but contracted on 6/27/2011. All right. So basically, this property sold for, you can barely see it, it was listed down to $70,000. I think my bid was $50,000 or $49,000. Anyway, it ended up selling for $57,000. All right, let's go to the screen here. We can go. All right, this is 1860 Princeton Woods Drive East. Excuse me, Princeton Woods Drive, yeah, East. As you can see, these are some inside pictures of the property. The property is not actually in bad shape. The cabinets look good. The wallpaper would have to go. But as you can see, it's very cosmetic. I don't see any damage here that would cause this property to not be insurable. As a matter of fact, in the bottom column to the middle, you see that somebody has actually already redone the tubs around this house. So this house probably didn't need a lot of work. Judging by what she did afterwards, I'm thinking she probably put 10, maybe 12,000 to this house. So we'll see it next, I think. No, actually, we're not going to see it next, but I'm going to come back to that one. This is the other wholesale comp that is actually shown here.
Number three, right?
This is number two. This is number two wholesale comp.
Okay.
It's being showed. It's 1713 Prestonwoods Drive East. This one is 1660 square feet. This probably has an interesting story. I actually, when I used to put out bandit signs, I was actually called on this property. I want to say about a couple of years ago, the guy was in trouble, and the guy wanted to move to Louisiana, and he was asking too much for his house, and at the time I didn't do short sales. So anyway, his house got foreclosed on. It could not sell. This house was on the market for 258 days. You can see this here. All right? And this house did not sell. And this house is a Bank of America foreclosure. Excuse me. So what Bank of America did is they said, okay, we're going to sell it at a Williams & Williams auction. And that's basically what they actually did. And actually, I was at that auction because I was going to build this house. And they ended up selling this house for $50,000. I think my bid was like $35,000 or something like that, you know, at the time. As you can see off to your bottom right-hand corner, it sold cash again. As you can see, it took approximately 30 days to actually close. So what we've actually seen is we've seen two cash transactions that were pretty much at 50% of the retail comps that we saw. All right. I'm sorry about stuff popping up here on my screen.
No worries, man. It's all popping up on my screen, too.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Okay, so this is the inside of 1713 Prestonwoods Drive East. Looks like it's in decent shape. However, the pictures that you don't see they have some other pictures. Actually, if I were to take the whole screen and actually scrolled down and took a shot of that screen, you would actually have seen some pictures of some mold and some other issues with that house. But these all pictures look very good. Looks like the house just needs some cosmetics, really. All right, next slide. As soon as the computer goes to it here. All right. So those two were the wholesale comps, and basically what I mean by that is that those are properties that have been sold for cash. And as you saw on the previous slide that I had all the retail comps, they were sold pretty much at 50% of what the retail comps are. All right, so here's a pending comp. I think I did one example of this one because I wanted to speed things along, JP. But you're looking at 6401 Prestonwoods Drive North. This is the one that my investor friend owned, all right? 1702 square feet, listed at $98,000. Now, this house has been listed for a long time. As you can see, the days on market here is approximately 289 days on market. I think part of the reason why it was like that, it was because this guy, he doesn't do good rehabs. His stuff is mediocre, and it's just not good, you know. It's decent, but it's not great. So anyway, his house ended up selling for $98,000. I actually called him prior to when this house was pending and asked him what this property is under contract for. He told me. So there, right there, had another comp, so to speak, to base my acquisition off of. It's on the market for 289 days. He contributed $4,508 to the seller's closing cost. It sold via FHA. All right. We're going to see FHA a lot in this neighborhood. So once you start to see what the financing is on sold retail properties, you can start to figure what probably is going to be the financing on your house if you want to rehab it. Okay? So this was actually an FHA deal, it sold for $98,000. Let's go to the next slide. Come on. Dinosaur's running kind of slow. All right, okay. Yeah, I got a dinosaur of a desktop here. But anyway, as you can see, this property was rehabbed. You know, you see a fresh paint here. You see a new fan. You see a dark picture of the kitchen here off to your right, you see a lighter picture of the kitchen here beneath the picture of the front of the house. And you can tell here that this is definitely a rehabbed house, if not a cleaned up house. All right.